Roll call. Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Bilodeau. Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Yao.
Here.
Director Mezqua.
Present.
Director Nguyen. Director Tran. Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Green. You do have four.
Thank you. We have the items received tonight. Agendized. There are items. Next on our agenda is visitor participation and members of the public that would like to speak. Seeing none, I'll move to consent. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. I'll second the motion. Please take the roll.
Roll call. Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yao.
Yes.
Director Amezqua.
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
All right, we'll move to our first matter for consideration, which is a damaged wall.
Yes, I do have a staff report. Let me share this presentation over quickly. All right, the staff is notified by the City of Orange Public Works Director, Christopher Cash, that there is a wall along East Riverdale Avenue in the City of Orange, approximately 2,000 foot wall that is in various state of down and disrepair. It was built by a developer decades ago, along with a lot of the other walls in this community. The wall is in a state of disrepair. I've got some photos of it, and it is in the city's right of way. However, it may be on district property, but city right of way. But we don't have any plans to really understand exactly where it lies on the property.
And the same wall lies behind the residences just to the west.
That's correct. So the city asked us if we participate and Orange County Flood Control to participate to replace it. Initially, and you'll see it in the letter that was included in the board in the committee packet, they had suggested what's called replacing the wall with Omega 2 type fencing, which is a fencing that the district has mandated in other locations where there was a city has put in a facility on district property. For example, the easement around San Diego basins, when the city put in a bike trail, we mandated to put in Omega 2 type fencing there, as well as Anaheim Coast in the city of Anaheim, there's Omega 2 type fencing.
Like around the campus here.
And around here too, yes.
It's great fencing.
Yes,
it's more durable, sturdy. People don't want to climb it because you don't get your feet in the links.
Right.
Yeah. Well, link fence you can.
It's very good fencing. However, with some estimates that the city did, it was almost, they deemed it cost prohibitive. It was at least triple what chain link fencing would be. So staff did meet. We had a couple of Zoom meetings with the city and with flood control. Flood control opted out, said they really had nothing to do with that wall. They opted out. And so city staff or district staff talked to the city. We were amenable to do chain link fencing since along a lot of other parts of the river has chain link fencing. The city put together a cost estimate. Let me show some pictures. I just have some various photos of damaged fence or damaged wall. You can see it's just completely open here. It's an old cinder block type wall. Here it's been repaired or fixed with some chain link fencing as well. It's just really in a bad state of repair. Completely open here. And right up here is the bike trail. And then the Santa Ana River is just on the other side here.
Yeah, that's really bad.
More photos. We've had complaints to flood control from a while back. I think it was from one of the supervisors, county supervisors, through flood control was asking about it. And we had talked to the city, and the city said it was their area and their responsibility at the time. And then we've also had some theories in the past through city staff from city council members. So what in talking it through with the city, the city did an estimate. If they perform the demolition of the wall, complete demolition, they would do it at their own expense and probably utilizing city staff, be about $50,000, probably done by the city. The fencing for a black vinyl chain link fence, 1,000 foot stretch, would be approximately $160,000. And the city proposed that would be shared 50-50 between the city and district. So it would be $80,000 approximately to the district. The staff recommendation was to direct staff as appropriate, but if the board wanted to move forward with this, then staff would recommend allowing the general manager, authorizing general manager to negotiate and execute an agreement with the city, which the city would pay 100% of the wall demolition and 50% of the fence replacement, and the district would pay 50% of the fence replacement, not to exceed $80,000. And that concludes my presentation.
Who controls the bike trail through there?
That's the Orange County Flood.
Orange County Parks.
It's the Parks and Flood. I think it's Parks through Flood Control.
Okay. Yeah, they can. Yeah. They own the property, yeah. But
Parks. Well, they have an agreement with the district to use the property.
Oh yeah,
that's bike trail. Yeah.
Okay, so we own that.
Correct. Right.
Yeah,
he goes back to the 1972 agreement with Orange County Flood uses of the river. They have right; they use portions of the recreation.
So this is Natalie. So if we go forward with this less durable fence, just the chain link fence, who's responsible for maintenance? Because it's going to get torn up and cut and climbed over, and you know all those things.
That would be memorialized in an agreement with the city.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're going to have to like pay for ongoing maintenance of it.
City expense. I'm sorry. Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that would be memorialized in the agreement with the city.
That's installation labor is such a big part of this. The maintenance on a less durable fence. It seems to me that even though this is more expensive in the long term, it probably would be most economical.
I'm sorry, to do with which?
To go with the
chain link, which proposed.
Yeah, yes.
Thank you, Chair Shelton. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, my question is, so who calls on the damages, the unsheltered people?
Who knows? I think kids can go jumping over the fence. The first couple courses of bricks have fallen over for a large part of the fence.
So the fence is dividing the cities and the district's properties?
The wall. I meant the wall.
The wall, right. So, yeah, I'm just trying to understand what is in it for the district. Why are we participating in this? And is it because the other side of the wall is district property, but we lease it out to flood control? Or we let flood control use it? And is this for security purpose? Obviously, yeah. It's not for privacy, right?
It's kind of an attractive, dangerous nuisance right now with openings through the fence to the river.
Director Young, it feels to me you're saying that The block wall protects the bike trail that's operated by the county.
Yeah, and it seems like there's some breaches and we're just trying to help the city to secure it. And I'm just having a hard time understanding it. If the wall is on city property, why are we participating in something like this? I just want to understand it better. Thank you.
I think, I don't know, is that
a rhetorical question?
I think the wall said it was on the property line in some instances.
Do you believe it is? Yes.
So, you know, I rely on general counsel, but I thought normally if a wall is on a property line, the thoughts are shared between the two property owners.
Good neighbors.
And what this wall does is it reduces our liability from people going onto our property and into the river, because we own a portion of the river in this area also, as well as keeping the homeless out of not making it so easy, I guess, for them to enter onto our properties as well.
Yeah. So there's no restriction.
Thank you, Mike. Really well. Thank you.
Where's the nearest entrance to the bike trail from this area?
It's probably near Tustin. I'm aware of one at Tustin.
The north there. There's one at the north end.
Circle K. There.
There's really like every mile or
there's a different entrance. And I know at one point the county was locking the gates at night, and they had a security firm locking gates at night and then unlocking them in the morning. So I don't know.
Why, I don't know if they're still doing it.
Well, I think they were keeping. Well, the trail has hours on it, and I think they were
maintaining their trail.
County wise.
Yeah. So I think the county should pay for this wall. I think this wall is part of the maintenance of the trail. I think we should go back to the county. We should look at the agreement.
I tend to agree with Director Shelton on that. and you know, if we do later on to enter into some type of agreement with the city, maybe we ought to take a look at the areas or the breaches caused by cyclists. Maybe they want to have an easier access to that. Those are all discussions that we should have with the county. You know, maybe it's worth creating a new access point, for the cycling public.
I think the city and the district should join together and go to the county. And then we can maybe try that pretty quick.
We can approach the county again.
Yeah. Yeah. Mention that Circle K. This has been in disrepair for more than a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Fairly high amount of disrepair. And that was always an easy outlet to that Circle K when you're riding bikes through there. It looks like they've expanded upon that.
There's easy access to the trail right there because the railroad crosses. And so the fence has limited security benefit. You can walk along the railroad tracks and get onto the trail just right next to this wall. And then there are more to the east. There are a couple of other ungated entrances, one by the Circle K and then one kind of mid-block along the street there. So I guess we need to, I mean, I feel like we need to understand what the purpose of the wall is, because it will be with chain link fence, it'll be an ongoing maintenance. And the block wall, I mean, there's nobody's fault that it fell apart. It's 60 years old or, you know,
yeah, right.
50 years old, it's just fallen apart. But yeah, what are we trying to secure? And if it's, you know, we're not going to keep a lot of people out with the chain link fence. Like I said, they can walk right around it over at the railroad crossing.
Why do we need a wall?
Seems to be more for the benefit of the residential properties there.
I can see property. Where are they? We don't back. Where are they at? Properties
across the street.
Yeah. Up street. So I don't go back up to the wall or.
No, not in that stretch.
There's a roadway.
Right. But part of the parkway, there's the roadway, the curve, the parkway, and then
they're across the street. Yeah.
So
this is the kind of light for them and then easy access.
I mean, One end, you're opening up the view of the river, you're opening up the view of the area.
You just tear the wall.
Right. I mean, it might look nicer that way.
Yeah, I think it would be good to have more eyes on the river. I mean, you're going you're going to avoid more homeless encampments by having all those houses looking at it going, wait, not there, buddy.
It depends on
plan. I always heard that.
I mean, I'm okay with sharing the cost, but I mean, the county's just being cheap.
So it sounds like the direction is for staff to approach the county along with the city to bring them as a partner.
The city and the district should approach the county.
Yeah.
And look at the agreement. What the agreement says.
That would determine who really wants it the most, I guess.
There might be a policy by the county to have that as like a safety barrier for people to go into the room. So they may be obligated to do it. We should look at our agreement.
We can look at the 1972.
Can you go to Google Earth on aerial on top and kind of look at what we can get a feel around?
I'm just amazed that everyone has a Circle K.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't. Where is it at? Like what did it
intercenter test? No. It's
I already have it lined up there. Just
yeah,
it's
just how
okay.
It's where people on the stream
on the south side.
South of RJ Noble, or are they around?
Noble's side? Way, they're further.
They're way south. Okay.
They're closer to Tustin.
Right. So the railroad tracks, Director Meese is speaking about.
Yeah.
And the county has an entrance here to the trail.
You know, my gosh, Anaheim, they're not blocking off the river. They're owning it and joining.
I like the idea of having it open.
We got a fence on it right there.
Yeah, I mean, owning it does, there is this, eyes on the park, eyes on the trail, lets people know what's going on behind there. That's one of the new, progressive planning concepts. So,
is the wall like falling apart or just
the city wants to pay for it? They won't pay for it. Then we go back and we talk to if we really want it
or need to fix it. We did meet with the county, but we'll meet with the county again. We'll ask for another meeting.
This is in the third district,
the north part of Orange.
That would be the supervisor, Don Wagner.
Supervisor.
We know anyone that's in the county?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what if there's there's all the river conservancy money and all that. I mean, this is part of that whole trail, the mountain, the ocean. We need to keep that up. So maybe they have some funds someplace to maintain this.
Oh,
yeah.
And the talks, was the option of destroying it completely and hauling it out? Is there,
that wasn't ever considered. The option of just tearing down the wall was not considered.
Wall came down and he's German.
I got a question here.
Yes, Director, if you could just raise your volume a tiny bit.
They're muted right now, right here.
Please come back, Roger. Any other comments while Roger's redialing or reclicking?
And he's in Shanghai.
So, okay, well.
So staff direction. Just to go back.
Well, you should have a motion. You should have some motion. Otherwise, you better table it until future. It's on the agenda.
You can go to the board with the same thing, or you could just, I think we could take a motion here, just take action and bring back to the committee. I'm happy to go to the board if we want to delay.
I'd make the motion to go ahead and have discussions on that other option, removing the wall.
Discussing with the city whether they think they will remove it.
Then come back to property
tax. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Sorry, I took my earpiece off and then I accidentally exited. We were looking at the pictures earlier that my question is that how is the foundation of the wall? It looks like it's not in that bad of a shape except for the certain areas.
Yeah,
and I noticed that, the the wall on the other side of the street that at the on the residential side is the same design. And so we go there, or we participated in this. I don't know what is our exposure of potential pushback from the residents. We don't want any part of that, right? You know, maybe some residents wants to keep the wall. The city just didn't want to spend the money repairing it. They want to find an easy way out. And then I have same concern as Director Meeks that in the long-term repair, we don't want any part of that. And so if anything, we're just trying to be a good neighbor, right? If it's on the property line and the other side happens to be our property. But long-term security, safety, all that, I think it should be on the city.
The motion we have, Director Young, is made by Director Whitaker, is to have the city and the water district go back to the county and discuss the county's role in maintaining the trail and therefore being responsible for the wall. And we'll see where that gets us. And then we'll discuss internally with the city whether the wall is really needed. Or maybe patching it up.
Or maybe, yeah, all options are on the table.
Good to meet you.
Okay. Yeah, okay, 10-4. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We have a motion. Is there a second? I'll second the motion.
I'll second.
Yes. Second by our good mayor. And we will take the roll, please.
Roll call. Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yao.
Yes.
Director Mezquez.
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
So much better, Roger.
Next, we'll move on to our status update of Bureau Highway.
Yes, this is an informational item. I just wanted to update the committee on Imperial Highway. The committee will recall last we left it with the committee and the board was an agreement with Adam Streeter to do a variety of studies on the property, including the boundary line. That agreement was approved at the second board meeting in June, and we just executed the agreement early this week, and Adam Streeter has started their work on the property. I don't have a time schedule on everything I've been working on with them yet. I'm trying to work with them on that. That concludes my update on the property right now. Also heard from Mike Hefner of Voight. They have a lot of interest in the property, but until that access issue is resolved and understood, that they just don't have any takers for lease on that. Yeah. So,
any questions? Hearing none, I'll move to the next update on the OC River Watch.
That one I'm going to hand off to John Henley.
Yeah, so we gave the committee an update last month on what's going on with the project. And in general, the city wants to put a couple inflatable dams in a river down by where the Angels play and the Arctic Center. So we were directed to start working on an MOU that we should know sooner or later exactly what our obligations and responsibilities will be on the project and what the city's role will be. So on June 2nd, he sent the city a list what we thought all the major issues were. It's in your staff report. There's 13 issues there we put down on paper for the city to look at. The city's been reviewing the list, and JJ Hernandez is here on Zoom, and we expect to have a long call or a meeting with the city very soon here. They have different departments looking at the list, and they're coordinating their comments to get back to us. We were told to try to get this MOU done in the next couple of months. And the city heard that loud and clear. So we'll see if we can do it. But right now it's in the city's court to review the list of issues we gave them.
Hey, JJ, he's available. He's here for questions.
JJ's here. Yeah.
Does anyone have any questions? I have one question. Does anyone have questions? Any questions for the committee? My question, Director Mezquez and myself brought up the concern of flooding into Santa Ana, and that was going to be looked into. Can we get a report next month on the status of that? We would hope the report would be completed by next month, but information on those
I think it's more of just a study.
This would, yeah, it would be when
that's
the rubber
correct.
Were put down right. And water was allowed
or
to go down.
There was emergency care would happen.
Yeah.
Get that information at the next meeting?
Sure.
Thank you. I think it was one of the press meeting things of interest. So we know that's not going to happen tomorrow. But, so great. Move on to the next. Any other questions or any question?
Or no, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Of course. Project with shooting areas or the communication.
I think Kevin is going to give an update on that.
Thank you. The committee will remember brought this issue to the committee back in March. We've been working with the Department of Toxic Substance Control to get two areas within Prado Basin that had former shooting activities cleaned up. The board had tentatively identified for an alternative to be to consolidate material from both sites and consolidate it. It was in a camo at Pigeon Hill. PTSC notified us in December that that was not feasible under their interpretation of their rules for two reasons. One was because we were proposing to haul material off of our property. The other reason was because they deemed these properties to be non-contiguous. So when we met with the committee, I briefed the committee in March, we proposed to modify the haul route to stay only on the OCWD property. And we met with DTSC staff and our legal counsel. And their legal counsel, and they have determined that they believe that the properties are not contiguous and therefore consolidation is not possible. We've been meeting with our legal counsel and we are preparing a letter to DTSC. We disagree with this determination and we're going to be outlining that in the letter and ask them to reconsider their determination. With that, I'll answer any questions.
What's up?
Yeah, but we're ready to get it. We're actually
Do they touch? So
they do. Yeah, I mean,
tell me how are the properties adjoining? Are they contiguous? Do they touch?
They're all part of one. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say the two properties that we're looking to clean up do not touch, but they are within the contiguous OCWD owned property.
Okay. So the two properties have to touch. I thought it was the haul route that had to be contiguous.
We have proposed to keep the haul route on OCWD property as a way to meet the first concern that DTSC's have.
And if the haul route is on our property, that means that they all must be contiguous.
That is our interpretation of that, and that's what
I'm that's kind of that's an easy answer.
Excellent. I would say they're contiguous either way, right? So we're trying to work with DTSC by saying, okay, if your concern is using a road that goes through somebody else's property, we can address that. But either way, it's contiguous. I mean, the property is continuously OCWD or point A.
So they've changed the goalpost.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
So we plan on sending this letter out early next week to DTSC and hope that'll spur the conversation further and be able to get clarity on the issue. We would actually prefer to haul it on the streets, which we think we would be allowed to also as a final means of being able to move the material from the bluffs to Pigeon Hill. Then we'd avoid all of river crossings and potential mitigation that we'd have to do to move the contamination from the bluffs to Pigeon Hill.
That's a good template from Wellen Air Force Base where that was EPA that was leading the cleanup. It's the same regulations. They allowed multiple sites to be consolidated on one area for what they call a CAMU. Consolidated site. So it can be done. You just have to get the DTSC to be a little more reasonable and practical in their approach.
What do you know? State Assembly member Tree Todd is a member of the Assembly Environmental Safety and Toxic Materials Committee.
That's not a bad idea.
So I think we should have. I mean, we should now contact.
Perhaps we should copy him on the letter that we're sending, that mm-hmm. Rattan is sending to DTSC,
and have and you reach out to his office
and make him aware of the issue.
And you know, and if see who else is on that committee. What's Orange County about? Orange County. It'd be great. Wait, what do you know? He can earn his pay.
Absolutely.
Good that he's out of committee.
All right. And we'll report back next month. Thank you. Are any other questions on that item? If there are no other questions, I will move to our on the the direction of the chair to put the first item on. But we did not elect to put that on our agenda for the board because it's going to come back to the committee. So that's not germane. Are there director comments or reports? General manager comments or reports?
Nothing to report.
Then I will adjourn the committee meeting. Thank you.